98.1 WKZE. I'm Andy Gladding, and a very rare appearance by me as the owner of the radio station. But I'm here tonight because I want to introduce a very special program that this is the first time ever WKZE has had the privilege to air. I know nobody wants to hear me talk. That's why I've brought a very special friend with me who's going to be your new Monday night hostess with the mostest. Denise Perrant of the Deadbeats. Welcome to 98.1, and for those listening on 105.9 and on the World Wide Web at WKZ.com, you are officially our light and our guiding star of Monday nights. Hey, Denise, what's up?
Oh, Andy, that was so sweet. Thank you. My friend Andy Gladding, thank you so much for brainstorming with me and getting all the ducks in a row for tonight's show. I know with all these technology, you know, these days we got to get everything just right. So as Bobby would say, we got everything just right. And here we are starting. That was good old Grateful Dead covering Walkin' Blues. Walkin' Blues is an old Son House, American blues, Delta blues musician. Son House recorded that in 1930. Robert Johnson covered it. I saw Bonnie Raitt covered it. Really fantastic version. I loved watching Bobby Weir cover that song with the Grateful Dead, and that was a version from Dick's Picks, Volume 17. It was 925-91 at the Boston Garden. Special guest Bruce Hornsby joining that show. What a delight to see that man play with the Grateful Dead. And Vince, both of them doing some keys and piano there. Pretty sweet. So thank you so much to all my friends and family and everybody tuning in. Hi, Mommy. And I'm just excited to start my journey with KZE. 98.1 KZE, this is Covered in Dead.
And, you know, I got to tell you, I'm excited that you're starting your journey with us because this is like officially my first act as station owner.
All right.
And bringing something to the air. This was my priority. I was like, we need something to do on Monday nights because unless you just love Mondays, I don't think a lot of people love Mondays. And I don't want to remind everybody of that, even though I just did. We said, what could be like a really fun way to get people to enjoy a Monday night? And it's like, oh, we got to get the Queen. And I'm so happy you're here. So tell us about this next track. We got something really cool. Everything we have queued up is cool, but what's going on next?
I'm just all about honoring, you know, the Grateful Dead in the show. And I know that they, you know, played a lot of bands that they loved and certain favorites. And this is Good Lovin'. Can't get enough Good Lovin'. And I know that I'm going to tell you more about it right after we play it. I didn't have...
Well, I was feeling oh so bad, y'all. Asked my family doctor about it.
Good love. Now I may need somebody to help. I want to know who needs it now.
Everything she needs, she's an artist, she don't love them. She take the dark out of the nighttime and paint the daytime black. Start outstanding, proud to steal her anything she sees. You start out standing, proud to steal anything she sees. You wind up peeking through a keyhole down upon. got no place to fall. She never stumbles. She's got no place to fall. She's nobody's child. The law can't touch her at all. Salute her when her birthday comes. Halloween by her trumpet. Christmas, get her big drum. She needs, she's an artist, she don't look bad. She takes the dark out of the nighttime, paints the daytime black. Oh, she can take the dark out of the nighttime, paint the daytime.
One KZE covered in Dead. Wow, that feels so good to say. Doesn't it feel good to say, Denise?
I think it sure does, Andy.
You know what I love about this studio? And I've never worked in a station before that had doors that open up to a like right onto a main street in a cute little village like Red Hook.
We are indeed on Main Street.
This is like the song. If you hear cars driving by, that's because we open up the doors to the road because it's a beautiful, beautiful spring night. And this is so appropriate that it's springtime and we're in the spring of this awesome new show.
That's right.
And I think this is just like the greatest thing ever. Being able to sit here and hang out with you for like 2 hours, and we get to listen to all these great tunes. And you curated this playlist as best you could with all of the challenges we had getting to where we are right now. But yet, I think that the spirit of the occasion shined through.
I think so too, Andy. Thank you. So we heard Good Lovin', one of my favorites. It was from December 16th, 1992 at Oakland Coliseum, good old Grateful Dead. And that is a song that's written by Rudy Clarke and Arthur Resnick. And it was a number one hit single for the Young Rascals in 1966. Love that one. Then after that, we heard She Belongs to Me, which is from September 15th, 1985. Good old Grateful Dead. It's from an album called Postcards from the Hanging, which is where the Grateful Dead perform the songs of Bob Dylan. And She Belongs to Me is a song by Bob Dylan that was first released as the second track on his 1965 album, Bringing It All Back Home. This song may or may not be about a former girlfriend.
They're always about former
and
girlfriends.
It might be Susie or it might be Joan. But either way, one of the ones I love, a beautiful ballad that Jerry gets to sing his heart out. So we got some more goodies coming up. Stay tuned for Station Blake. Oh, and that reminds me, Jack called in because he was really curious about that She Belongs to Me and where it was from. So I was letting him know that once we play the songs, we'll surely give you the fun facts so that you know about the song and where it's from and the recording and all that. So stay tuned for a Station Break right now.
You got it. And by the way, I'd just like to remind everybody that our local sponsors make this possible.
Yes.
We can do this. So please remember to think globally and shop locally. 98.1 KZE, Covered in Dead. Be right back.
High Meadow School, a progressive, grassroots independent school that fosters creative and intellectual discovery, civic engagement, and personal growth. High Meadow School strives for a diverse and inclusive culture that honors each child's approach to constructing knowledge. High Meadow School celebrates the joy of learning and the power of community by connecting teachers, students, and parents through volunteerism and cultural events. At High Meadow, children from nursery, pre-K, and kindergarten through eighth grade learn and grow with a curriculum rooted in the progressive education movement, which emphasizes educating the whole child, connecting their physical, emotional, and intellectual self with the natural world. High Meadow Learning moves from the classroom to the campus fields, pond, trails, and garden for nature studies, science teaching, and outdoor play. High Meadow School, a progressive, grassroots, independent school in Stone Ridge, New York. HighMeadowSchool.org.
Hey, this is Denise Perrant, and I'd like to invite you to join me every Monday from 7 to 9 p.m. here on 98.1 KZE as we celebrate the legacy and the music of the Grateful Dead. I'll be highlighting songs the Grateful Dead covered and Dead songs covered by other artists. That's Covered in Dead every Monday night at 7 on 98.1 KZE.
98.1 KZE. I'm Andy Gladding here with the brand new Covered in Dead show. And Denise is experiencing the first real magical thing that happens with live radio when callers call into a Grateful Dead show. I had told Denise early on that the FM station and the Dead pair like it's like a nice wine and cheese plate. And I think you're finding that out right now, aren't you, Denise?
I love cheese.
Well, who doesn't? Who is on the phone, by the way? Who is just interrupting our show in a great
Tom.
Way?
That was Tom, and he's already a fan. He's happy the show's on the air, and he loves KZE.
Well, Tom, we love you. We absolutely love you. And thanks for calling in.
Thank you for calling in, Tom.
I think this is like the most I've seen the phones light up at this place in the 7 weeks that we've been at the station here. I also want to, kind of just give a little secret here. People keep saying, Andy, you're the new owner of the station. Nobody owns a radio station. You don't own a radio station. You're merely a custodian of it. And boy, what a great place to be a custodian of, huh?
I would say I'm really happy to be here. So very happy to be here. Thank you for making this happen for me and for assisting me. I know in the future we'll get rolling all by myself, but Andy's showing me the ropes over here. So thank you so much, Andy.
I wanted to give you this moment to introduce yourself to listeners that might not be familiar with your resume and why you might be just mildly qualified to be the leader of this particular show. Tell us about yourself, Denise, and your experience with the Grateful Dead.
Well, very fortunate to have seen the Grateful Dead with Jerry Garcia just about 100 times. I've lived in this area in the Hudson Valley since the 90s, where I immediately got on the Grateful Dead bus playing music with the Deadbeats. I play music locally and regionally with the Deadbeats since the early 90s. And then about 6 years ago, I helped put together Brown Eyed Women, which is the all-female tribute to the Grateful Dead. And we're actually going to play one of our songs up in the next hour. So that's exciting. You know, I started a radio station in high school, and I always wanted to get back to it. So this is very exciting for me. You know, this is all part of the thing where I'm promoting what I love, which is the Grateful Dead. And I love radio. I listen to KZE. I'm a big fan of everybody here. And so this is a perfect match.
I couldn't agree with you more. This is terrific. What a great way to spend a Monday.
I'm digging it.
Well, what do we have coming up next? Very important question.
We're going to listen to Around and Around, and I'll tell you more about it after.
All right, 98.1 KZE, Covered in Dead.
Well, the jungle's jumping, going round and round. Hey, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. Oh, Lord, they never stop rocking. Sounds so sweet, I had to take me a chance. Rolls out of the sea, but I had to dance. Started moving my feet. Oh, clapping my hands. I know they never stopped rocking. Going. Thank you.
walk you out in the morning. Do my honey. I can't walk you out in the morning today. Thought I heard a baby cry this morning. walk me out in the morning to today. I can walk you out in the morning to my. I guess it doesn't matter anyway. I guess it doesn't matter anyway. Anyway, we'll be right back.
98.1 KZE, covered in dead. Denise Perrant, your host. That was Morning Dew from Dick's Picks, Volume 8, 52070 at Harper College in Binghamton, New York. Just love those old-sounding Jerry songs. 1970, my God. That's some pretty good stuff right there. Fun fact, Walk Me Out in the Morning Dew is a contemporary folk song by Canadian singer-songwriter Bonnie Dobson. It was originally released on her 1962 debut, Bonnie Dobson at Folk City. Before that, we heard Around and Around, most of Around and Around. That, also one of my favorites. Love watching the band have a little fun in that song over all the years of seeing the Grateful Dead. That was from Curtis Nixon Convention Center in Tampa, Florida, from December 19th, 1973. Excuse me, Around and Around is a 1958 rock song written and first recorded by Chuck Berry. It, funnily enough, was the B-side to Johnny B. Goode. And let's see.
You said funnily enough. Is that like a weird, is that a real term?
My friend Jack would say it is.
Funnily enough. Well, funnily enough, I want to tell a quick story about how this whole thing came to be.
Do it.
You know, one of the fun things about radio is that the sponsors, especially sponsors at WKZE and the people that keep this music playing, because, you know, I wish I could say that this was just a labor of love, but all of this costs money. And in order to keep the music playing, we need amazing advertisers that really believe in the power of local radio and FM and are willing to support shows like this. And case in point, I think it was the first day that we owned the station. You know, you came over to just come say hi and chat about this. And as fate would have it and luck would have it, the first thing we were talking about was, how are we going to get a sponsor for this? And a gentleman walks in who's near and dear to me, my cousin Eric Spitali, who owns a really great company called SCR Fence. Yes, this is a shameless plug for SCR Fence. By the way, you're in Westchester, Yorktown Heights, 914-302-2552. Yes, shameless plug, Eric. But Eric comes in and says, Cousin Andy, man, I love your radio station. He comes in, and the first thing he does, he looks at you. And you had your gear on, you had your hat, you had your tie-dye, your denim jacket. And I could just see his eyes light up. And he goes, who is this? I said, well, this is Denise of the Deadbeats. He goes, the Deadbeats! Are you guys going to do a dead show? And the first thing he said was, okay, I guess we are doing a
sounds
dead show.
Sounds good to me.
And then, so people that love the Dead and love live music, like Spitali, again, from SCR Fence in Westchester. If you need fence, you got to call Eric tomorrow and tell him that Cousin Andy, Cousin Denise, said to call Cousin Eric and get some fence going. But there's so many great people in this area that own businesses that are willing to support the music. And we're going to get to all of you, by the way. Everybody's getting a shout out tonight. We have some incredible sponsors. Lee, don't worry. Big Lee Mazzola, we're coming to you soon. I know you're listening. He's been listening all day. But I really want to thank all of you who are supporting the station, both listening to the station and telling your friends about the station, and also advertising on the station. And I just want to remind all the listeners that please take note of who's advertising. You can go to WKZ.com and find out who our advertisers are, because they are the people that are bringing you this amazing music.
Yes, yes. Thank you to all the sponsors.
And they're keeping this alive. And I think this is such a cool thing. And this is really what makes local radio special. So that's the end of my duties as the station owner here.
You're allowed.
I would be remiss if I didn't point that out. So with great businesses that like SCR Fence, like Mazzola Fuel Oil and Marlboro, who are local, who have done many things to support local music, we love the fact that you guys are doing this. And it makes it possible for us to do it, too.
Thank
anyway,
you, guys.
Carry on, Queen Bee.
Well, we're excited to play some more. I was thinking the second hour or thereabouts, we'll play some songs that other artists have covered Grateful Dead songs, and that should make for an interesting hour or thereabouts. And I know we're going to play some another one that Bob Dylan wrote, Stuck Inside a Mobile, coming up. Are we doing that now, Andy?
We're doing it now.
Okay, let's do it now.
98.1 KZ, Stuck Inside of a Mobile. Or Stuck Inside a Mobile. I've been stuck inside of a mobile before. Never ends well.
Now the rag man, he draws circles up and down the block. I'd ask him what's the matter, but I know he don't talk. And the ladies, they treat me kindly, they furnish me with tea. But deep inside my heart, I know I can't escape. Oh, mama, can this be always come see me in her honky-tonk lagoon, where I can watch her wasp for free and baby moon. And I said, oh, come on now, you know about my debutante. She says, your debutante knows what you need, but so perfectly, it all seems so well timed. And me, I sit here so patiently, trying to find out what price you have to pay to get out of going through all of these things twice. Oh, oh my, I'm gonna swim. I'm stuck inside.
Covered in Dead on 98.1 KZE.